Wow, what a beautiful morning. Get to celebrate. And we're so glad that you're here this morning to celebrate not only Mother's Day, but to celebrate what God is doing in our midst as we get to celebrate baptism. And it's a joy to be together. If I haven't had a chance to meet you before, I see many guests here. We're so honored that you would join us to be with your family, or perhaps to be with your mom, or to come alongside one of our friends who's going to be baptized this morning to celebrate with them. We're so glad you're here. And my name is Ryan. I'm one of the pastors here at City Church. At the end of our time together, I'll be right down front here, and I'd love a chance to meet you. I'm believing and trusting that God is going to move in such a way that you may want to have a conversation about what God's doing in your own life. And just know, I'd love to have that conversation. Some of our elders will be down front as well, and some ladies from our ladies team will be down front. As I do welcome you, I want to, again, just wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. We're so glad you're here. And, you know, I think about this morning as we celebrate moms. Let me just tell you guys, there is no distress like the distress of seven men in the card aisle at 6 a.m. at Kroger this morning looking at one card. I'm not sure Laurel might have gotten a happy birthday uncle card for Mother's Day this morning, but I hope you did better than me. We're so just thrilled to be able to honor you today, moms, and to give thanks to God for you. I am so thankful for my mom, who I'm missing this morning, but I'm also thankful for my wife, who's helped disciple our sons, and we just bless you and want to honor you. If you are like me, and perhaps this morning you're missing mom, I just want to remind you this morning of the gospel, that Jesus one day will make all things new, and that is a thing to rejoice over and to give thanks for as we long for that day. Missing mom, we get to look forward to and remember that the gospel is true, that Christ has risen from the dead, and therefore in him we will see all things made new, and that pain will one day be wiped away. Perhaps you're here this morning and you're longing for motherhood, and so this day comes with a bit of pain or a twinge of pain for you. I also just want to encourage you, what we just sang is true, sister. Our identity is not in what we do. Our identity and your identity is in Christ. That is the beauty and the hope of the gospel, that more than even being a mother, you are a daughter of the King. And so we give thanks for the gospel and hope that that encourages and blesses you. We just, again, say thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for the gift of good mothers. I want to just pray as we're finding our seats. Just pray and give thanks to God for our time together this morning and the gift to be able to celebrate Mother's Day. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be together as your people and to give thanks for our mothers, to give thanks for the blessing that they are. I think about my mom seated now at your feet, Jesus, worshiping you for all eternity. And I think about her faith that was imparted to me. And I just give you glory, and I give you thanks for her. And I thank you for all of my sisters in this room who you are using to pour into the lives of their children, to disciple them, to point them to you. And I'm going to just pray that they would be encouraged and they would be reminded of your love for them. For all of those who are missing their mom or are waiting on you, God, to answer their prayer of motherhood, Lord, I pray that they would be reminded of the gospel, which tells us that our hope lies in you alone and that our identity is found in you, Jesus. And so I pray that they would be encouraged today, knowing that their Heavenly Father sees them and is aware. You're aware of our pain, you're aware of our longings, you're aware of our desires, and we entrust ourselves to you. That's what we get to do every Sunday morning as we come together and give thanks and worship you. And so I thank you for the moms in this room. We bless you and give you thanks for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we celebrate Mother's Day, one of the things that we do here at City Church, if you are a guest with us, is we partner with a ministry called Hope Women's Center. It's a joy to partner with Hope as they stand for life in our local community, and they come alongside, especially coming alongside mothers who find themselves in the most challenging of circumstances, sometimes in the crisis moments. And as they stand with those mothers, they not only stand for life, but they commit themselves to come alongside those moms and be with them and help them and bless them. And so we as a church partner with them in our effort to not just speak about, which we are glad to do, and standing for life, but being sure to come alongside these young moms and help them make decisions for life and ensuring that all of their needs are met. And so one of the ways that we do that as a church body is we help them raise some funds, and we do that through what's called the Baby Bottle Campaign. And so I want to invite you, as you're making your way out, before you get to make your flower bouquet and take family photos together, stop by the cafe. There is a, they are sitting on the countertop there. Grab one of those baby bottles and use this even with your families, young families. This is an opportunity to disciple your children as you fill that baby bottle with funds over the next month. We take them on Mother's Day, and you'll bring them back on Father's Day. And you can just fill them with change throughout the month. You can fill them with $100 bills throughout the month. You can just write a big check right now and bring it back immediately. Whatever you want to do, we want to come alongside Hope Women's Center and help them in their ministry, because it is a beautiful thing that they do. One of my favorite things about Hope is the Cuddle Bug Boutique. And in that boutique, this is a place where moms can go, and every one of those physical needs. Back in the day, we went to this place called Babies R Us. There's about seven of y'all that remember that back in the day. And we got everything we needed for our little ones when they were on the way. Well, that store I don't even think exists anymore. Well, the Cuddlebug Boutique, I can tell you, is better than Babies R Us. It has everything they need, and for free, they get brand new, beautiful things to care for their little ones. And they get to be reminded of the body of Christ standing with them in these moments that feel like a crisis to them. And so I hope you'll grab a baby bottle, fill it up, and bring that back with you on Father's Day. It's a great opportunity for us. Now, with all of that said, you can see we have a baptistry in front of me. And so today, on top of Mother's Day, it's a sweet gift to many mothers as we get to celebrate baptism. We get to celebrate what God has done. And so before we hear the testimonies, the main part of our service is not going to be me talking as much. I know some of you are saying praise God to that. That's okay. I'll stand with you in that thought. But you're going to hear the testimonies of these four who are coming for baptism. Over our three services, we've got 10 testimonies of faith. And these are testimonies of what Christ has done. And so what I want you to understand, especially if you're unfamiliar with what we're doing here, is that baptism is a testimony not of their obedience, although it is an act of obedience to come forward in obedience to Jesus' commands. But baptism, what we are celebrating, is what Christ has done. All right, there's nothing magical about this tank. This is literally a trough. It's never been used for that. I had to make sure we were clear on that for one before. It hadn't been filled with feed, but it could have been filled with feed. It's nothing unique about it, nothing magical about these waters. Just fill them up. What is amazing and what the miracle that we are celebrating this morning is what Christ has done in their lives, as you're going to hear them testify that Christ has made them new. And we're baptized in obedience to Christ's command because of what he has done. I remember the words of Paul to Titus as he reminds Titus of the gospel. These words will sound familiar because over the last few weeks, beginning at Easter, we've seen in God's word over and over and over again this sort of, this is who you were, but then God did something. Look at these words from Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and following. They'll be on the screen behind me. But you know when in Scripture, just know when there's a but, that's worthy of celebrating. I know that sounds funny, but it's worthy of celebrating because he has told Titus what preceded this. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. And he saved us not because of what we had done, not because we came to be baptized. He saved us preceding that, not because of good works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is what Christ has done in so many in this room's life, and these who are coming to be baptized, these four lives that you're going to get to bear witness to this morning, you're going to get to hear their stories. They are testifying to what Christ has done. His transforming power in their lives. No matter their age, from youngest to old, Christ has been at work. If you're here this morning, and perhaps you're someone who has said, I wish that God was in the sort of business of doing miracles. Why don't we see miracles anymore? Well, friends, you're in for a treat, because this morning you're going to hear testify that he raises people from the dead, which is very much a miracle. Do not lose sight that God is at work, and we get to celebrate what he is doing. And so what are we doing in baptism, and why do we baptize in water by immersion? Because baptism is given to us as a symbol. Jesus took what was used in the Old Testament, and he used it in a new symbol, in a new way, to be a symbol of the new covenant. And we see this explained to us in Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, Paul says to the Roman church, do you not know that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life. And so what baptism gives us is it gives us a physical symbol to demonstrate and to proclaim what Christ has done, that work that he has already done in our lives. And so we practice believer's baptism, which means everyone here who is baptized is testifying that Christ has saved them before they come here. Again, nothing magical. And the symbol of baptism is that we are buried with Christ, going down into the water as if into the grave, as Christ went to the grave. But then 3 days later, we know that Christ rose, and so we're not going to hold him down for 3 days, but we're going to hold him there for a minute. And then they're going to raise up, and they're going to be raised into newness of life, symbolizing the new life that they have in Christ Jesus. And we are baptized into Christ. Baptism proclaims for us that we are in Christ, our union with Christ. And here's the beautiful promise for any one of you who has questions or maybe is doubting, is unsure of what we're going to see here. Being in Christ means that we are raised in his life, and therefore we will be raised in eternal life with him. We reign with him even now. We celebrated at Easter Sunday that we get to experience today the joy and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we get to celebrate that as believers, and these who are going to be baptized are going to testify that they are living now, no longer their own lives. Their old lives have been put to death. And they have been raised in new life in Christ. Pastor John Piper, a preaching hero of mine, says this about baptism, and I wanted to share it this morning. Baptism is an expression of the union of the believer with Christ in his death and resurrection. It expresses saving faith. It expresses death to the old life and newness of life. And so every one of these, and all of you who have been baptized and have put your faith in Christ, you are living a new life in Christ. Yes, God still does miracles. And that's what we're going to see testified to here this morning.
Thanks for listening to the preaching of God's Word from City Church Melissa. We meet Sunday mornings at 8:30, 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m., and we look forward to meeting you there soon. City Church Melissa, for the glory of God, the good of the city, and the hope of the world. Oh, you say.